I'm Marty Shupak. Welcome to Jets Rewind. I'm joined by my very close friend, Ralph Schrager. He's up in Belmont, Massachusetts. Ray Clifford is working his way back from his Jet group out in Columbus, Ohio. Hopefully he'll join us shortly. We're about 20 minutes removed from a Jet loss to the Buffalo Bills up in Orchard Park. The score was 40 to 14, and honestly, Jet fans, it could have been like 90 to nothing. The score isn't indicative of how the game went. And I'm telling you, every game it seems the game is over by halftime. If not by the score, by what you see on the field and how the second quarter ends. It's just every week we see the same thing week after week. I believe the Jets had, I don't know, 13, 14, or 15 penalties today. Two of the biggest plays, I thought, were Aaron Rodgers on a third and one. This preceded a fourth and one, which we got stopped. But in the third and one, he threw a pass at Kenny Uboa's feet. If you throw a decent pass, it's a touchdown. But besides that, he could have like crawled over for a first down, which I don't understand why he didn't do it. And as it turned out, they didn't get the first down on fourth down. We got stuffed. And I'll tell you, Ralph had sent me something, and I'm going to repeat it. On offense, the Jets are the worst team in the NFL history on third or fourth and one or short yardage. And on defense, the Jets are the worst team in NFL history when the offense has a third and long, like a third and 24. It was just a complete disaster. The end of the season cannot come fast enough for me. You have no idea how hard I find these games watching. For all you draft Knicks, I believe right now the Jets stand at number six in the draft. I could be wrong, but I went to one of these draft simulators right before he went on. That's where they had us listed. I know the Giants ended up winning today. They knocked the Colts out of the playoffs. The Jaguars, I think, believe won also. But all in all, it was just a pathetic performance. Again, the Jets from top to bottom. If I ever said anything good about any of the Jet coaches, I take it back and I apologize. Everyone on that coaching staff is pathetic. I don't care if it's a defensive line, the defensive secondary, the offensive line, the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, up in the booth, they all don't deserve to have a job next year. I can't wait for them to get out of here. It's just a total disaster. The penalties, the lack of discipline. And I had texted Ralph somewhere in the game, and I said, you know, this guy, Michael Clemens, I cannot believe 31 other teams, there's not another body that we could take off a practice squad that's going to give us a better effort. This guy had 1.5 decent games this year, but he's a pathetic player. He's an embarrassment. So with that, again, it was the final score was 40 to 14. Ralph, I want to have your comments, and we'll go through some of the things and. And I don't know how long I could last on this show today. I'm just besides myself. Hopefully, I can make it to when Ray comes on. But go ahead, Ralph.
Marty, I'm sensing that you were a little disappointed in today's effort. Am I correct in that regard?
It
Now, I
was
am a psychic, so
pathetic. It was just pathetic.
I.
But go.
So, you know, the reason they don't get rid of Michael Clemens is because they're scared of him with that baseball bat. By the way, for everyone, I don't know, breaking news, Jimmy Carter just died at 100.
Oh, he did.
Yes. And our super fan, Matt Lewis, actually once interviewed him.
Oh,
And
that's
Carter said his goal was to live to 150 so he could see the Jets make the playoffs. But apparently he didn't quite make it. I
right.
feel like we're going to have to make it to 150, Marty, too.
Yeah.
And it's not looking good. As far as next week goes, I've already begged my doctor to give me a prostate exam during the Jet so I don't have to watch the Jet game. I'm going to be excused. I'll get a doctor's note for it.
Okay,
You know, the Jets have redefined flag football. You know, it's a new sport now where it's not, you don't have the flag in your pants. The official just keeps tossing it. And I got to tell you, in general, Marty, watching NFL football. There's just way too many penalties called now. I don't know. I think it's ruining the game. Even the announcers are complaining about it. They
It's
got
a
to do
tough thing, Ralph. It's a tough thing because there's a fine line. I don't know if they have to do some rule changes or what, but you talk to people, and we've said it, like you could call like on the offensive lineman holding on every play, and maybe even on the secondary. And that's not to say that Sauce Gardner, that guy cannot keep his hands off a receiver. I've never seen anything
He's
like
just
it.
a very touchy-feely guy. I think that's what it's all
Yeah,
about.
so I know what you're saying. The flags are
Yeah.
just horrible. I don't know what they're going to do with it, too.
Well, yeah, I know. And a lot of it does have to do with the players, but geez, there's enough egregious fouls when they start, flagging guys for ticky-tack stuff. It makes it just that much worse. Anyway, there wasn't a whole lot that could make this game worse. Aaron Rodgers, for all his like stats, they gave a stat that 14 touchdowns and one interception in his last whatever many weeks, but not one of those games did he make a big play when it was necessary. Never.
I want to just interrupt you just to give the fans that are not in New York, New Jersey a little background. All I heard all week is that the Jets have got to bring Aaron Rodgers back, or else who's going to play quarterback? And it's a good way to attract a good coach. I don't want anything to do with this guy. They keep making excuses. And by the way, Jet fans, don't get sucked in by Tyrod Taylor, how well he played in garbage time. It was all against like second and third stringers. But I'll give you an example, Ralph. On that interception, and I can't stand Carter Warren, I can't stand Max Mitchell. Tony Romo, who I usually like, he said it was Carter Warren's
Ball.
fault because I don't know, he didn't back up enough, he didn't go forward up,
He didn't
whatever.
keep the guy's arms
And the
down because he
ball
knew it
was
was going
tipped.
to be a quick pass
It's
over.
such a lame excuse. To me, that's just one quarterback sticking up for another quarterback in the quarterback fraternity. But go ahead, Ralph. I interrupted you.
No, it is true. I mean, it's the quarterback's whatever you call it, not the thin blue line or the white. Whatever it is for doctors and but yeah, so quarterbacks have their own fraternity as well. But the Rodgers question is fascinating because I would imagine there are some coaching candidates out there who probably think I can shape this team up and then Aaron Rodgers will play a lot better. And there are some guys who probably say, I don't want any part of this guy. He's a prima donna, he's a diva, he's a troublemaker. So, I think it's going to come down to who they hire as the coach. Now, Woody Johnson is, I don't know what's going through his mind as far as Aaron Rodgers goes. If he doesn't want Aaron Rodgers, then he's not going to take a head coach and candidate who wants Aaron Rodgers. But I don't know where Woody Johnson stands on this. He changes all the time. Like I said last week, if the Jets do draft a quarterback in the first round or the second round, I don't want him to play the whole year. The Jets will screw it up. And so if Aaron Rodgers is the sacrificial lamb, I can deal with it. They have to find somebody who is. And if they get someone who's not very good, then by week four, people are going to be clamoring for a rookie quarterback. Whereas with Rodgers, he's a sacrosanct. So in that regard, maybe it's not a bad thing. As I said to you before, during the game, we have been mocked to have this guy Jackson Dart from Mississippi, a quarterback in the second round, by a few mock drafts, which means nothing, of course. But just a curious piece of trivia, he went to the same high school as Zach Wilson, and I get $50 for mentioning his name. So Jet fans, start getting prepared to hear that, and I don't know how you're going to process it. Marty says he doesn't believe in that kind of stuff, and I agree with him on that. We still draft Ohio State players, even though we had Vern Golston 15 years ago, or was it 18 years ago?
Yeah, a couple of things I want to mention, Ralph. You mentioned next year too, and I want to talk about next year, but focus a little bit on the game, and I'll go through some of my notes. We don't have to go through the stats. I refuse to do that. I mean, I know we couldn't get pressure on this quarterback, who's a lot
Well,
of
Will McDonald had a couple of
he
great
did
plays.
second half,
Yeah.
and I kept saying that we have to start blitzing a little bit too. But you're right. The second half he did, and he got rid of the ball once. He was almost in the grass, but give him credit. But then again, Will McDonald, as we both noted, Ralph, he had two penalties on one play.
Yeah, I think Will McDonald needs to learn that you can't line up over the line of scrimmage. I don't know how long he's been playing football, but he seems to do that quite a bit.
Right.
This one was not even close. This one, I thought he bumped heads with the offensive tackle. It was kind of
Yeah.
ridiculous.
It you know what? The Bills kept getting third down completions, third down plays, and
Well, you know, that's Jets MO.
I know. And if it wasn't a completion, if we helped him out by with a penalty. Again, I think there were what, 14 or 15 in all, Ralph. I remember.
Well, they also had double penalties about three times, so they couldn't even take credit for
That's
all of them.
true.
So they were probably about 18 or 19.
Right. They're just such a predictable team. It's just incredible how predictable they are all over the place. I just want to mention too, in the past, Ralph, a lot of times when I go to these draft simulators, I look at the number of games that guys have started in college, and I come to the conclusion that's overrated because Max Mitchell and Carter Warren started a pretty good share of their games in college, though Carter Warren got injured. And these guys, we've seen the best of them, and it's not very good. You got to get players that have some sort of upside. These guys have no upside. I told you when Carter Warren went in the game, I mean, that was it. Morgan Moses went out. Our run game, which at the beginning looked okay. When I say okay, we like to go on these drives, but it stalls within the red zone. But it looked like they were moving the ball a little. It looked like Breece Hall actually had some giddy up a little bit in the first half. And I thought also that Braylon Allen looked okay too. And again,
Davis looked good for at the end of the game.
he
He
did, but that again, that was garbage time with second and third stringers. But they have a lot to do. Ralph, you start talking about the draft and we'll get into it too.
You know, Marty, as far as the tackles situation goes, they're not sticking with those two guys. They're going to draft another tackle, probably not in the first round, maybe in the second, because the right tackle, they probably don't want to invest a high first round pick in another tackle. But yeah, I mean, Carter Warren and Max Mitchell, at best, one of them might be around next year as a backup. At this point, it looks like Mitchell's a little better than Warren. Well, Warren has never really, you know, played left tackle where he's more familiar. I don't know
Right.
why they should have flip-flopped him. I think just out of curiosity to see how it would have worked out. But maybe they figured that he would have gotten Aaron Rodgers killed. But you know, not and they would have been in the game earlier than if he'd gotten hurt. You know, Tyrod Taylor would have come in and probably pulled a Frank Reich and brought us back from 40 down.
Ralph, I have to. Ray wants the link. I thought I had sent it to him. I sent it to both you guys. But I wanted to ask you, we'll start talking about the draft. Do you think that Jordan Travis, he's done or what? I mean, what's your opinion from what
I just think they feel there's no point in playing him this year. Let him heal perfectly. I don't know if he's ever going to be an NFL quarterback, but I think they'll take a look at him next year. I mean, of course, everything is up in the air because Douglas is gone, Sal is gone, Ulbrich's going to be gone, and these are the guys who brought him in. So, you know, I don't know what Jordan Travis's future is with the Jets, but I don't think this administration has given up on him. I just think, what's the point? What's the point of playing him? Might as well
Right.
let him, you know.
Right, Ralph, I agree. Ralph, I wanted to ask you because even though, and you mentioned Davis, the running back, 32, even though it was garbage time, there's something about Davis and Allen that I really like. What's your take on these two guys?
I think they're both fine. If you have a nice offensive line around them, you know, running backs are, you know, a dime a dozen. They're disposable. I don't think they're going to sign Breece Hall, re-sign him. It's not worth it at this point. And I think those two guys will be there. You know, they might find someone else better in the fourth round next year. But if they had good blocking, yeah, I think those guys would be perfectly adequate.
And, I wrote to you also that Josh Allen, man, that guy is he's a lot of fun to watch if you're a Bill fan or if you're, neutral. Did you think that they should have blitzed like I thought too? Because they just couldn't get anything on him.
He'd probably be able to avoid that too. I don't think it's so tough to get that guy down. I can't believe he flipped that one away and he didn't get a grounding call. That poor
Right.
Will McDonald, he can't get a break. A couple of weeks ago, he had a sack and someone may have had a penalty and they took that one away. It was
Right.
so.
Yeah. Ray, are you with us?
I'm here.
Welcome, Ray. So I'm going to give you a chance in a second to give your assessment of the game. And obviously, Ray spent a good portion of the week organizing his office because his Jet memorabilia in the background looks phenomenal. It gives us some class. It's almost as good as Ralph's in his
Oh,
background. So,
that's about all the Jets deserve is what I have.
Ray,
Oh, that's the good thing. It doesn't cost.
give us your take on the slop that all of us witnessed the last few hours.
Well, I mean, if anybody watched it, that's not much you have to say. I mean, but I will say, in my opinion, there is more on Aaron in this one than in the other games. I mean, not it's not all on him ever. I mean, there were a lot of issues with that game, but he really screwed up like at least three drives, if not more. And so I think this game could have stayed close longer, even with the longest third quarter in the history of football, not just NFL, but in any football. I could not believe when they scored and made, and it was 40-0. I looked and there was still 12 seconds left in the third. I was like, holy crap, that third quarter lasted as long as the first half.
Yeah, that's when I sent you the text. Go home now. Maybe we could do
Should have saved me the misery.
we could go on the air early. Yeah.
But yeah.
Now, Ray, just want to mention too. I mentioned to the fans and Ralph that don't take a lot of what you saw with Tyrod Taylor. It was against garbage time as well as he looked.
You think Brandon Codrington is garbage time playing defensive back? He's by the
Yeah.
our team.
way, that was another one-handed catch by Wilson. He was the other guy. He had his other arm pinned and he still caught the ball.
That
What
was
a shame. What a waste of talent that
a
guy is. He's a, yeah.
phenomenal. What a player that Garrett Wilson. I
Yeah,
know
and the other thing I'll say,
he had a horrible fumble, but this guy, I mean, I resented last week when he's trying to get his 500th TD with Devontae Adams. I mean, why don't they just go to the justice of the peace and get married already?
You know, another thing I'll say about Wilson, for a thin guy, he takes shots and he just gets up all the time, never limps around. He must be like Gumby. He's
There was
amazing.
one play where he hit the turf like you wouldn't believe. It was like a car came at him and hit him head on. And he went back. But you're absolutely right, Ralph. I mean, this guy, and he comes across complaining like a whiner. Some of it is justified. But from what I read and what I hear, and Ray, you could back it up, all this guy wants to do is win. That's
Yeah,
it. He doesn't
not
care
a
about.
contributor at Ohio State. He was not any trouble at Ohio State. He doesn't have to be the guy, but I think what he's saying is I went from, getting all these targets to now Adams is here and you're not even giving me a look a lot of times. And I don't blame him. I mean, he should be benefiting as the most of anybody from Adams signing with the team. Because Adams is going to be doubled all the time. So he should be benefiting on that. And he makes plays every time he catches the ball, he makes something happen. Now, yeah, he fumbled this one. He'll drop some, he'll fumble once in a while, but you can't deny his talent. And all I'll say is if they decide they, to grant any wish that he might have to get out of there and do it, they'll get a lot for him. But I hope they keep him. I hope, I hope they don't, cave to his request, and I hope they keep him because I think in the long run, if we get the right coach and GM in place, that he'll be happy to be here.
Ralph, and I know it's not even January, and I know we'll all change our tune like a million times. Gun to your head, do you think Garrett Wilson is a Jet next year? And I know we don't know who the coach or GM is. What's your feeling?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. All right, and I hope you're right, Ralph, because like I think he's a special player. He got his 3,000 yard season receiving yards, and I know it's diluted with 17 games, but geez, look at the quarterbacks he's playing with the last 3 years. It's just unbelievable, really. And Ray, someone came out and said with the targeting, he was the fourth or fifth most targeted receiver in the NFL. But then someone else came out and said, but that's deceptive because when they got Devontae Adams, that whole stat changed. So I want to look into that during the week. But Ray, I want to ask you because I mentioned to Ralph and all week long, and I think we spoke about this off the air, all I heard from some fans and people in sports casting that the Jets have to bring back Aaron Rodgers because who else are they going to have to play quarterback? What's your take on that, Ray?
The reason I'm not even going to be, upset either way is because if they do part ways with him, it's going to cost us a lot. And that's a lot of dead money. But who's going to have? Well, I'd keep Tyrod Taylor around. Jordan Travis may be healthy enough to step in at some point. We got to find out what we have, if anything, with that guy. And they'll probably pick somebody in the mid to late rounds that, is also, who knows, may down the road be serviceable. But I think I'd keep Tyrod Taylor around too. I'd keep both of them around probably, but it won't bother me if he's gone. I think we're past this idea that he's a savior. But I think it's more than just him though, the problems this year. I think, our defense isn't what it was. Our 85 Bears defense
Yeah,
didn't
right.
pan out
We're
this year.
top every week. These announcers say top five Jets defense, and I'm like thinking, whoever's
What
doing the books here is
are they watching tape from last year?
massaging them somehow because I don't know. It just proves that statistics mean nothing in football. You got to watch. This team can't make a big stop. I mean, how many times does this? You know how you can tell if a defense is any good? How many times does the other team punt every week against the Jets? I don't even remember. It's
Not many. And
Ray, I just want to point that I'm looking. There's a $49 million cap hit that could be spread out over 2 years with a post June 1st cut. It'll be $14 million in 2025 and $35 million in 2026. Now, if he does come back, I think it's a lot worse. If he comes back another year, from what I remember, it is the dead cap hit will be 63 million.
if he
So,
comes back.
yeah, if he comes back in 2025, that 2026 dead cap hit from Rodgers, 63 million. All right, now that's unofficial, but I think I had heard that too. I think I heard 59 before, but it's a big amount. Now we all know the cap goes up every year, and I think I mentioned to Ralph, I don't know if you're on the air, cap hell doesn't scare me that much anymore. Because I just see teams able to go out of it. Look what Denver did. Everyone was saying is they're going to be in hell where when they got rid of Wilson. And look at them. They're on the verge of making the playoffs too. They were like a play away yesterday from making the playoffs.
No, well, this is why I say too, a lot of what happens going forward is going to be affected by who's the GM and who's the coach, because I think that'll affect players on the team and off the team that may or may not want to come here, especially with the disaster, between the owner and his kids and everything else you're hearing that's gone wrong with this team this year. I think if they get the right coach, though, and if they get a competent GM, that players won't be scared to come here. Because I think we have a base of talent, but it's going to be, what are they've got a lot of decisions, not just Rodgers, to make at the end of this year. And so this team's going to look different no matter what next year. It's just a matter of, is it tear the whole thing down and start from scratch kind of different, or is it going to be, make some smart, and in Roger's case, possibly economical moves, and try and build it back up from there. There's a, you know, so there's a big difference on how long it might take, depending on what route they want to go.
Now, Ian Rappaport reported this week, Ralph, that if Rodgers does come back, he had heard from Garrett Wilson's camp that he's probably going to ask for a trade.
Oh
So,
boy, how things have changed, huh?
yeah, which
We
is
control him for
incredible.
2 years.
Yeah, he also told Ian Rappaport he wants to play with Zach Wilson. No, I'm just kidding. So I want my $50, Ralph.
So I got a call. I already said his name earlier.
Yeah, you get the first.
I'll split it with you though. I got a question. Ray's our capologist. If Rodgers takes a pay cut, does that affect like the dead money and that kind of
That's
stuff?
what I wondered too, because I saw a rumor that he said he'd be willing to take another pay cut to be able to stay around. Now, how true that is, I don't know, because you hear all this stuff. I would think it affects.
I think he has no choice if it for any team. It's like, you want to play again, Aaron? I'm sorry, buddy.
I don't want him, in the
I
worst way. And I know, Ray, you said it depends upon the coach, but if the coach isn't Mike Vrabel, how could you bring him back? I think like Mike Vrabel and I guess Belichick, who inquired about the Jets, he's now in North Carolina. Those two guys, I could see bringing Aaron Rodgers back, but could you see any other coach? Or any person that they would bring him back besides Mike Vrabel, Ray?
Not any young coach, not any like first time head coach that I don't want, because he would be just too intimidated to really probably do things the way, and I, he wouldn't have the respect necessarily the players yet. So if they bring in some guy, you know, like say the offensive coordinator of the Lions, and not that I think they'll get him, but say they brought him in, I don't think he'd really want to deal with Aaron Rodgers, that whole issue. And so I'd get at that point, I'd probably get rid of him. But if you bring in somebody like a Vrabel, then I'd leave it up to Vrabel and the GM and say,
Right.
if he wants him back, we'll bring him back.
What's your take on that, Ralph?
No, I mean, I agree with Ray. If a veteran coach feels like he can handle him and he still thinks he has something left, he'll come back. And like I said, I would like, and Rodgers says he wants to be a mentor, whether he does or doesn't. Just having his presence and keeping a rookie off the field is worth it to me. I don't care how the Jets do. I just don't want them sticking another rookie quarterback out there, because they ruin them. They'll just ruin another one, and we'll see him in 5 years on some other team doing well, like all these guys do.
Well, wait, Ralph, are you saying you're going to sacrifice next year? I'm not.
Well, I don't expect. Yeah, I mean, I don't expect next year to be a winning season.
Listen, I'm 71. I'm tired of sacrificing these years.
Well, we didn't. We this wasn't supposed to be a sacrificial year either.
No,
I'm just saying you got to be realistic.
but Ralph, you know what? I can't stand watching this team. I can't stand that I have to sit in front of that TV next week. But next year's first Sunday in September, I'll be there cheering them on, wanting to win every game. That's
Well,
how
that's right, Marty. And if we get a coach who knows what he's doing, which the odds are against, but it could happen, then whoever we have playing is going to look better. And you know, we might, you know, end up like, you know, vying for maybe the last playoff spot. It can happen in the NFL pretty quickly if you've got a good organization. So no, of course, you never know from season to season, but you know, as bad as Rodgers has played this year, and I think, you know, every moment of truth, he has thrown an interception. I can't, how many games late in the game when he had the ball in his hands and less than a one score game, did he throw an interception or just miss, you know, in the Indianapolis game, he just didn't come through and it was an incompletion in the end zone.
Or London when he overthrew Garrett Wilson when he had all he had to do was lob it up
But
there.
what I see in him, though, I don't like this buddy-buddy thing with Devontae Adams. Last week, he was trying to force that touchdown pass.
I
Garrett
agree.
Wilson was wide open
Yeah,
the
I
short.
agree. I agree.
Now,
But
if you're forcing it to him, it's wrong. If you threw it to him because you didn't see Garrett Wilson, that's another story. But I think he's locking his eyes on him too many times. I don't want him back under any
I
condition.
know. What do you want to get? Kirk Cousins? I mean, you're not gonna start a rookie, right? You don't want to go that route, do you?
Look, let me tell you something. What I would do is this, all right, if I was a general manager. Right now, they're sitting at pick number six. I would trade down and try to get draft capital mostly next year and part of 26. All right. And they have Tyrod Taylor under contract. And I would probably try to get two quarterbacks either in the third or fifth rounds and see how this Jordan Travis is doing too. I mean, I just don't want anything to do with him. And if it came down to who do I want, Rodgers and Devontae Adams or Garrett Wilson, I want to have Garrett Wilson.
You would rather go all next season watching Tyrod Taylor than Aaron Rodgers?
I'd rather go.
I wouldn't.
I'll tell you the whole plan. Trade down. If they're picking number six, trade down, build draft capital, draft a couple of quarterbacks.
Right, but who's going to start for them? You're not going to start one of those third round rookies.
No, I would just like you said, have a rookie set. So you start Tyrod Taylor. You
Yeah,
get
I
a
can't.
better
I don't like
offensive.
watching Tyrod. He's just. I understand he's got a lot of heart, but the guy has a pop gun arm, and I can't watch him for 18 weeks or 17
And
weeks.
you could watch Aaron Rodgers with the stuff he's
Well, I
doing.
think if, like I said, if they get a coach who knows what he's doing, Aaron Rodgers will be a better quarterback next year. He won't. I don't necessarily think he'll be great, but you have a better chance of making the playoffs, I believe, with Aaron Rodgers and Tyrod Taylor next year.
Well, okay, Ralph, we'll have to see, but you think he's going to change with a new coach and he won't have this love
Well,
fest
I
with
think
Devontae
that,
Adams?
yes, I think it's not a matter of changing. It's a matter of the whole team just playing better and more efficiently. And he won't be put in these positions where he's getting blitzed all the time and his horrible offensive linemen are not picking up on it because there's no communication on their offensive line. They'll be a crisper team if they have a good coach. And it'll reflect in everyone, especially the quarterback. I mean, quarterbacks are so dependent on their offensive line, their coaching, and whatever. Now, the odds of the Jets picking the right guy are slim and none. It's tough. But if they pick the wrong guy, whoever's a quarterback is going to stink it up. Let's face it.
But listen, that's why I want to pick two. And I'm of the opinion, just like Arizona did when they got Josh Rosen, he wasn't the guy, they got rid of him. And other teams are doing that now. And the Jets have to be like that. And if you don't have a quarterback, you don't see it with the two you pick the year after. But Ralph, you mentioned.
Well, they went with the number one pick in the draft, though. I mean, you want to use the number six pick to get a quarterback?
No, I want to trade down. I said like the third
Well,
and fourth
yeah.
round.
But the odds of getting a good quarterback in the middle rounds is very slim, Marty. You know that. And the only chance he has is if the coach is good. So,
Well, then what's wrong with the Kirk Cousin for signing 1 year, $20 million?
Oh, God, Chris, I don't think you think he's any better than Aaron Rodgers at this point.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. He's a few years younger. What about you?
He's going to cost money, and then you're going to be paying Rodgers, and he's not even going to be playing. I think
He's playing
financially,
both
it
of
would be
them.
absolutely untenable. I don't
What
think he could
about
do it.
you, Ray? What would you do if you're the general manager?
If Rodgers would take a cut, I'd probably keep him. I think, and if he wants to mentor, fine, whatever he wants to do. I don't think I know what you're saying about you don't want to, have a throwaway year, but the difference is expectations or hope. And I think, you got to hope we're better next year, but there's no, it's hard to say without seeing what moves they make in the offseason, not Aaron Rodgers wise, even not that that's not probably the biggest one, but are they keeping Breece Hall? Are they gonna keep Devontae Adams? I don't know if he's on a 1 year deal or Reddick or any of those guys. Are they gone? And so this team's gonna look a lot different no matter what.
How could
So
you get rid of Reddick, right? He's the backbone
Such
of
a
our
big
team.
part. He covered the receiver
I
by
saw
himself.
that.
Yeah, he was way down in the end zone. Oh, one of these guys amazing. I think he's playing out of position.
I think so too.
I think he said to Sauce, "I'm going to show you how to tackle." You know,
I
but
wish
you
he
know,
knew.
my point is this: you know, none of us did we expect Sam Darnold to have the year he's having.
But I'm not surprised that it's the best year he's ever had because it's the first time he's actually been a starter behind an actual offensive line and with some real unbelievable talent around him. So I'm not that surprised, but I don't think this is, I think it's more to do with the team he's on than Sam himself. But still, it shows that Sam can work with
Okay,
the system and
so let's say we got Brian Flores and they sign Cousins, all right, and he has gets a good coaching staff, and we have a good basis for a team on the line. They draft a defensive lineman, another offensive lineman. Is there a chance that they could be better, or possibly get in the playoffs?
I
What do you
think they
think?
should be better. I mean, I think they should be better right now. There's more talent on this team than the way they play. Granted, the offensive line's had some injuries now, and Fashanu would be a big upgrade over Max Mitchell. But that's what happens when you start having multiple injuries and you gotta move guys around. But there is talent on this team. It just needs a better coaching, and part of the coaching would make for better cohesiveness, better communication between the players. I mean, there's so this team at times it looks so dysfunctional. It's almost it's mind-boggling that some of these veterans struggle in this system for whatever reason. But we lost some talent, especially on the defense last year. Okay. Tim out of the way. Especially, our defensive line is nowhere near what it was last year. And that's a lot of why you're seeing teams moving the ball on us so much. Our defense last year really was a legitimately top, I don't know about top five or 85 Bears, but they were a top defense last year.
I think 2 years ago they were
2 years
more.
ago, they were
Yeah.
the last 2 years were both very good.
Again, Ralph, I don't want him back, and I know Ralph is going to fall off his chair. I know he's got to leave in a few minutes, but I'll be honest with you. For next year, if we get the right coach, all right, don't start Tyrod Taylor. I might want to sign Daniel Jones. I don't think he would be.
Well, I know you've always been a big Daniel Jones guy.
If
You
they
wanted to sign
draft,
him for $500 billion a few years ago.
one year proving year,
Well, Marty,
just like Sam Darnold had.
look, Marty, you're right about guys like Daniel Jones. They are the guy. I don't want Kirk Cousins. He's too old and he's just had an Achilles too. I want a guy like a Baker Mayfield or a Darnold or a Geno Smith who's on his second or third team and has finally matured. Processing the game better and emotionally matured, and you get on a solid team and you perform well. Yeah, I find a guy like that. Maybe it is Daniel Jones. I don't, it might be too soon for him, and maybe New York is not the place for him, but someone like that. I have to think about who some of the other guys floating around like that are at this point.
Well, now the rumor is too that if the Jets don't sign him,
Sign who?
Aaron Rodgers, that him and Devontae Adams are going to end up on the 49ers because they might not sign Purdy.
Oh, there's your guy. You love
Purdy.
him, right?
I do love
Yeah.
Brock Purdy,
There's
but
no way.
he's not coming to New York, that guy.
No, he's not. And I can't imagine they would let him out of San Fran, especially not for Aaron Rodgers. I just
Well,
don't.
we'll
That
see
would
what
be.
happens. I mean, it's something I'm sure
I can't
Aaron
imagine
Rodgers
Mel
would
Kiper
love.
looking at tape of Jets games and going, oh, this guy, he's perfect for us.
That's right. Yeah. All right. I think we're going to wrap it up. We have some plans tonight, and we want to wish all Jet fans a really a happy and healthy New Year. You
That
and your
sounds like a
family.
hollow wish
Ooh.
right now. Try
And
and stay off the cliff.
right, Wednesday, I'm going to be in front of the TV watching my Arizona State Sun Devils, see if they could handle the offensive and defensive line of those Texas Longhorns. It's going to be a tough haul, but we'll see what happens. And anything else before we close this up, Ralph or Ray?
In case you didn't mention it earlier, rest in peace, President Carter
Ralph
passed away
mentioned
in
it.
November.
Rest
I
in
did
peace.
mention it earlier, Ray, and I'll tell you what I told said before because you didn't hear it. Jimmy Carter said he wanted to live to 150 to see the Jets make the playoffs, so he didn't quite make it.
He gave up. He said, "Ah,
Yeah.
never mind."
Yeah. All right. With that, we have one more week to go. Thank God. Oh my God. And for Ralph Schrager, Ray Clifford, and Marty Shupak, until next time.